and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, you may press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host for today's conference, Ms. Linda Cummings. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. I think it's still morning in most places. I'm going to go over the presentation that's there, and then at the end, like she said, we'll do questions. I was kind of waiting to see if Max was going to join us so that he could address any of the any other issues, but he's not on the call. So we'll move ahead, and we'll look at the agenda, which is on slide two. I think if you went to the invite for the meeting, you could click on the media link, and you could have the presentation in front of you as well. These are the things we're going to talk about. ZSecure, what is it? Because I got some questions from the sales folks if they would like some clarity on what the products are. Some of the key questions that you could lead in with a customer to start a conversation going and pick up some of their concerns that they may have in their organization that ZSecure can handle. Then we'll also talk about how to address these key questions, some objection handling. I'm going to tell you about the marketplace and the competitors, where you can get additional resources. I'm going to go over the pricing, the workload pricer a little bit, and then we're going to wrap up with some questions and whatever you need. Okay, let's go to slide number three. And slide number three gives you the wheel of what the security suite is. Let me start out first by letting you know that each one of these products in the wheel have their own PID. They are sold individually, and they are installed individually. One is not dependent upon the other. We have several customers who only have audit, some who only have admin, some who only use visual. So let's take a look at the wheel in each one of the products. Now, on the right side of the wheel, the three products, which are Tivoli ZSecure Admin, Visual, and CICS Toolkit. These fall under the administration capabilities area. Let's look at the first one, which is admin. And admin enables a more effective and efficient way to do administration. It eases the pain of having to learn a lot of the RACF keywords and things along those lines. It provides faster response for a resource request or setting up users, so that it does the new users or the people who need resources can get their access quicker. It also provides some capabilities of being able to do some reporting and ease the reporting on who has certain resources and who are part of what profiles and those type of reporting requests that many administrators get. Now, the visual, the Tivoli ZSecure Visual, it actually reduces the need to have those RACF-specific capabilities and knowledge, because Visual does RACF administration through Windows, the drag, the drop, the Windows capabilities for doing security administration. It's really great product for when people are decentralized or organizations are decentralizing security into the business units and letting areas within their organization or the business units within their organization to be able to do their own administration for things like setting up a user, putting a user in a profile. The screens as well as the screens in admin are very customizable. So you can customize the screens in either one of those products for what you want the administrator to be able to do, or the person who has to do security administration. The CICS Toolkit falls under the same category of administration, because that means I can use a CFDS transaction to be able to do the RACF administration. It also has an API in it that provides the capability to bring in the CFDS applications or web applications that do not that are not under the umbrella of RACF, and bringing them in to be able to do security administration. On the other side of the wheel, which is the security monitoring and compliance and auditing and reporting, and there's three products under that area. There's the Z-Secure Audit. Now, Z-Secure Audit enables the customer to be able to provide reports and analyze them automatically and report on events that they wouldn't necessarily have the ease of reporting. It can detect security exposures. And audit also gives the capability to provide reports to people or on different aspects of what's going on within RACF or ZOS or the entities in which that we monitor. Now, you can tie into that the Z-Secure Alert, because it is a real-time type of event monitoring, where you can send alerts to either email or PDA or to the desktop, so that when situations occur, they can be alerted on situations that you're auditing, and they can be alerted on. It's very flexible in being able to provide the type of alerts or customize the alerts that the customer would want. The third one in the compliance area is the Command Verifier. Now, Command Verifier is the one that's going to enforce the naming standards for creating a user ID or even a data set, because you can set up a policy that follows the organization's rules on how they want security to be done and what the standards are. It also can enforce standards such as, say I'm an administrator and I of course do not have to abide by the rules of when I create a user or change a password, that it has to expire every 45 days. As an administrator within RACF, I can choose what that time frame is. But I can use Command Verifier to enforce my corporate standards to say that any time a password is reset or any time something is done with RACF, that I can actually follow the corporate standards. I have some capabilities with Command Verifier that says, you know, I can either stop that transaction from happening totally. I can let it go and let it execute and record the fact that it didn't meet standards, or I can actually fix the command to where it does meet standards, such as in the case of changing a password. If I had put 60 days on there instead of 45, then Command Verifier could change it to 45 so that it can meet standards. The commands that we review do not have to come from just Z-Secure. They can come, we don't care where the command comes from, the RACF command comes from, that we can control and that we can monitor. In the case of alert and audit, you'll see there's a little note down there that says ACF2 will work with alert and audit, and top secret will work with audit. All of the rest of them, of course, all work with RACF. Now, the seventh product within the suite is the manager for RACF ZVM. RACF ZVM, it puts a friendly, good interface in front of RACF on ZVM. I can do auditing and administration, so it's kind of like, it's kind of a combination between Z-Secure Audit and Z-Secure Admin, but it affects only what's on ZVM environment. So those are the seven products that are in the suite. And remember, they're sold individually. They each have their own PID. Now, the exception to that is we do have a bundle of the products, which is called Security Manager for ZOS. The Security Manager for ZOS bundle has its own PID, but it includes the products of Admin, Audit, and Command Verifier, as well as the TSIM enablers for ZOS and the TSIM engine or the TSIM server that exists. So that's the bundle, and it's under one PID. The other thing I'd like to bring up at that point is that if you have a customer that has one or two of the products for ZSecure already and you want to interest them in the bundle, please do. It's cheaper for them to get the bundle than it is to go back and buy all of the products in the bundle separately. It has its own PID. The products within the bundle are installed separately. And it would be a special bid if you wanted to sell the bundle into a customer who already has one of the products that are in the bundle. Okay, that's the ZSecure Suite. Very fast overview of it. There is, at the end of this presentation, I have provided links to the web pages that have a lot more detailed information on each one of the products. It also has the benefits and the features for each one of the products in a table format that you can use for each one of the products. And there's a data sheet for each one so that you can print those off and give them to your customer. The websites are public websites, so you can also direct customers to the website. All right, let's go to number four. What are the problems that we're solving? Well, some of the stuff that I mentioned before when I was talking about the product suite itself is I mentioned some of the capabilities that it addresses. But on slide four, I've kind of broken it down into four key areas. And, to simplify user identity and access and monitoring, that's one of the very key aspects of ZSecure. However, it also has a very robust type of capabilities for risk management, for compliance and auditing. And, of course, with our integration with TSIM, to be able to bring that information from the mainframe or from the ZOS into TSIM so that TSIM can do the analysis and provide reports on compliance for things like SOX and HIPAA. Also being able to provide that monitoring to reduce the risk in an organization. One of the worst is being able to if a customer doesn't have the Command Verifier, they usually end up with a very dirty database, RACF database, with erroneous type of accesses, errors that happen that don't get cleaned up, which are considered to be almost a threat or a hole within security if they have those resources defined incorrectly. Some of the other problems is that there is a lot of cost in compliance. We have a customer who said they were spending days doing ad hoc audit reports, having to write recs or using SAS or something along those lines. And the case study showed that now that when they have all these reports, that they actually just spend minutes doing them now instead of days. There are a couple of case studies out on the web that are available for both internal and external that talk about some of the savings that has happened with organizations. So that's some of the areas that we're trying to solve, and as well as to address the regulatory compliance. One of the things on the regulatory compliance as well is that in the past, our auditors were kind of ignoring the mainframe when they went out to do an audit because they felt that the mainframe was, the secure environment, which it is. But security is only as strong as how it's been implemented. Well, when PCI, which is the payment card industry data standard, came out, which is commonly called the PCI DSS, and HIPAA and other regulatory type of standards that were issued by other countries and other governments, it became very, very clear that the mainframe was a big part, or should be a big part, of the auditing efforts that were going on. So a lot of organizations that do audits have included the mainframe in their audit programs now, so that they can pull in an entire picture of compliance for those regulatory laws and rules that have come out. Now, when you're talking to a customer, some of the key phrases that you could listen to is if they mention mainframe security, or if they mention enterprise security, or if they mention RACAS, compliance for the mainframe, or auditing, and a lot of times you'll hear them talk about they just don't know how they can get certain reporting out for auditing purposes. If they talk about user provisioning or user administration, identity and access management, those are the key phrases or keywords that you can listen to when you're talking to a organization or people within an organization. Even if you're talking to them about automation or Omegamon or TWS or anything along those lines, it doesn't hurt to bring in the subject of security in there and get their reaction. Just about everybody in an organization nowadays has a certain amount of security responsibility. Now, some of the target customer profiles, Z-Secure kind of covers all of the industry. It's not specifically designed for financial or retail or insurance or healthcare. It works in all of those areas. Some of the buyers that you will run into in an organization will be the CSO, which is the Chief Security Officer, or the CISO. Sometimes they call it the Chief Information Security Officer. The CIO is usually very interested, as well as data security management. Some of the other areas that are considered to be influencers would be the auditors, because they will get their audit reports faster. There'll be repeatable audit reports, sustainable information, so auditors are usually one of the big influencers. The security administrators and security management as well can be one of the big influencers in the organization. And don't forget that the business partners that are in your customers, they have some insight into what's going on in that organization that we may not have. Maybe they're there more often or consistently, or they just have a different kind of relationship. Those are very good influencers. They're also very good people to team up with and learn about your ZOS customers if you're not familiar with them, because they have a relationship with them as well. The customers actually that we have, and some references that are in the reference library that are you have to get permission to use them from the person who put them in, but they all talk about how they've saved time and how they've saved resources and how they've been faster to respond to their customers. And there's several of the references out there, such as LSU and a couple of banks, AIB, and then Aviva, Norwich Union. So there's several references out there that are available for you to review and get some ideas, as well as how other customers have been successful with the products. Let's talk a little bit about where the administration part and the policy enforcement falls into. The environment is generally the ZOS and RACAS. We support all the way back to version 1.4, which is a quite old version. But we do that because we do have a couple of customers that have Z-Secure and are on back versions, unsupported back versions of ZOS. I've listed a couple of qualifying questions that you may bring when you want to talk about administration. What are they using today? Now, I'll tell you right now that most of the RACF customers have what we call their own homegrown or manual type of tools that they've developed to do security administration. Be real careful when you talk to the people about their homegrown because they do have a pride of ownership in them. But some of the things that we found is that the homegrown type of tools that they use to do RACF administration are out of date, or they're not documented, or the person who wrote them isn't there anymore. So there's all kinds of advantages for you when you go out and talk to a customer when you find one that's using homegrown type of processes or tools to do their security administration. So there's a lot of fallacies in the homegrown. We come out with a new version of RACF every year, and what we found is most of the homegrown tools are never updated. So therefore, sometimes they're either having to go directly and do manual RACF administration to take advantage of some of the new capabilities in RACF, and or they just go back to doing it manual in the first place because the homegrown stuff is not up to date. Is there some work that your ZOS security people, if they can't do because they can't get additional headcount, because they have to do the compliance requirements, they have to keep up with the administration. And while they're keeping up with all of this administration and doing other projects, we found that a lot of the RACF databases have suffered in how they're administered. How do you currently manage access rights for your mainframe? Do they have those special tools that they've developed? Or, and this is the opportunity for you to find out if they're using one of the competitors. You know, how much of the budget are they doing for security? And how long does it take to implement any major changes in the organization, policy changes, or even implementing a new application, replacing an old application? And, of course, I guess the better one, and you can word this in the way that fits your customer the best, but do they think they could do a better job from a business perspective on how security is managed? And who to talk to, the RACF administrators, the budget holders for security and audit, and even the auditors are a good one to talk to in this category. And the products that will help in that solution would be the admin and the visual and the CICS toolkit. And then the command verifier because you want to make sure that that the database stays clean. Some of the additional products that you could leverage would be, of course, the audit and the alert. Let's go to slide number 6 and let's talk about the audit and compliance management side. Some of the qualifying questions. Do you have any regulatory compliance mandate? And if you ever find a customer out there who says they don't, be very interesting to find out what they do, what their business really is. And are they having to improve what they're doing for regulatory compliance because of the new laws and because the extension of some of the old laws that have added new requirements? Can you track those privileged users, and can you audit them? Can you report on them? Can you alert on things that they do that are outside what they're supposed to be doing? And also being able to, on an average, you know, how long does it take to identify a new security vulnerability? Do you wait till something's already happened and there's already damage done in your environment? And to be a proactive would be the way to go, of course, in the world of security. And then when was the last time that your company had an audit, and what was the disruption, the time it took, and the cost, and how, and keeping in mind when you're asking this question, what the Z-Secure products can do to help eliminate disruption and reduce the time and the cost for providing audit information or doing monitoring or analysis of reports. And, of course, who you talk to would be the CIO, the CSO, the CXO, in other words, the CTO as well, and the IT auditing group. And the products that you would provide in that solution would, of course, because admin gives you the capabilities to report on what a user has very quickly. Then I put that one in possible products that you might want to put in for this solution. And of course, there's the audit, the alert, and the command verifier. In the audit, I think I might have forgotten to mention about being able to run audit, and it goes out and looks at the environment and comes back and prioritizes audit concerns for to be reviewed, and they are prioritized so that you know what the problem is. And you can also get information by just doing a simple click of a button to get information on what that audit concern really means and how it's hurting your organization. I'm sorry, I just forgot to mention that. Additional products to leverage would be the visual and the CFCS toolkit, as well as the Compliance Insight Manager. Let's go to slide number 7. And I've provided you some value propositions for those who need the products. I'm not going to go over these individually because you have this presentation. I have provided you with some of the reasonings behind and some of the value propositions behind the mainframe audit and compliance management with the zSecure, as well as the security administration with zSecure, and the value points that on who needs it and what we provide, a very simple synopsis of what we provide. Let's go to slide number 8. And this is why our customers love zSecure, because we do help them pass the audits, and we make it a lot easier for them to be able to do so. Regulatory compliance for things like HIPAA and PCI and SOX and European laws and laws in just about every country that have come up with their own privacy acts. Reduce and limit insider threats. Of course, reduce the administrator's time and allowing for real-time alerting, policy enforcement, being able to assist organizations in their decentralization of security administration, whether it be help desk or whether it be the CICS group or whether it be a business unit, accounting or anything along those lines, and being able to help with the decentralization in a safe way and in a non-intrusive way. Also easy to install. Also, the products are easy to install and implement. And these are actually statements that we've gotten from customers, so that I just put in one slide for you. Let's see, addressing some key questions. Some of the questions that we talked about before, like do you have a need for more efficient security administration in the mainframe? Of course, this deals with zSecure Admin. And here's a little blurb of information that you could use during your conversation about this question, because zSecure provides more efficient and effective management of security administration. It can reduce the cost by 50%. That's a quote from one of our customers. It increases the quality of security because you can keep erroneous types of transactions of RACF administration from being done. And if someone doesn't know RACF, then they can perform those RACF administration tasks with zSecure Admin without actually having to go in and learn the complex RACF commands, the native ones. Now, on the question of do you struggle with having sufficient RACF administration skills, not enough expertise, to be able to do administration. Well, the zSecure Visual product really comes in play in that type of situation when you're asking those questions. And there's the blurb underneath of some of the facts that you could discuss with the customer that Visual provides. Do you have CFCS users that need to administer RACF, or do you have CFCS applications that don't use RACF for security? That would be the product that you would be discussing with the customer would be the zSecure CICS toolkit. And the little blurb underneath gives you some factoids to be able to talk to the customer about some of the positive or value statements that you could add during that discussion. Okay, let's go to slide number 10. And we're going to talk about the questions for audit and compliance. Does the customer struggle with the amount of time it takes to do audit and compliance? Well, the product that you would introduce would be the Z-Secure Audit and a couple little facts under it. It lets them prepare for audit. It lowers the cost because it's easier to provide the reporting and the monitoring and the analysis of the reports. And it also helps to address the weaknesses and decrease the chance of having some of those security breaches that we hear about. One of the other questions that we talked about before is, do you have a need to monitor your sensitive data? And would you like to detect and stop security breaches before a breach occurs? The Z-Secure Alert is the product that you would be discussing for this question. And, of course, it does the monitoring and the sensitive data for any type of misuse that you want to have an alert on. And using alert can lower the optional costs that are associated with being able to do incident reporting. And it can detect and stop security breaches as well before someone takes advantage of them. One of the other questions you may have that you will be discussing with the customer is, are you certain your privileged users, including the security administrators, because remember, the security administrators have a huge amount of power in the organization, so they must be monitored as well as what we call privileged users that have access into sensitive data. And you want to make sure that a customer feels that those privileged users are not abusing the capabilities that they have. And do you want to prevent mistakes before they occur? And it's sometimes even in the SOX compliance, there are sections in there that say, have you verified that type of information? So the product would be the Z-Secure Command Verifier. And it's the one we talked about a little bit earlier, that when you establish the policies, it controls what those RACF commands can do. No matter if you can even stop a security administrator from issuing certain commands, even though within RACF they may have the authority to do so. But you want to add granularity to the security administration function. So Command Verifier can assist in being able to do that. You can ensure that the sensitive commands to turn off security and maybe affect, as we talked about before, the password settings, that they're not used improperly. That's one of the SOX requirements as well. So these are some of the key questions that you can talk to a customer about. I've added some of the value points for the product that you would be introducing in to address these questions. And so let's go to slide number 12. Let's talk about the market and the competitors. In Australia, we have about 70-80% of the mainframe customers have bought Z-Secure. In Europe and in the U.S., that number is the number of Z-Secure customers is growing. Since the acquisition, we have more than doubled the number of base customers for the Z-Secure products. We also introduced a new Z-Secure product, which was the one that I talked about earlier, the Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM. One of our largest and most vocal competitors you'll find is Vanguard, and they are U.S.-based. They have a comparable suite of products. However, when we do comparisons, there are several areas in which Z-Secure is much stronger and provides better capability and easier in ease of use. Now, at this point, let me remind you that there is a Tivoli Competitive Action Group. It's called TCA. You can go out to the TCA website, and you can get competitive information against Vanguard, Beta, CA, and several others out there, and get competitive information of Z-Secure versus the other competitors. The contact for that, if you can't find what you're looking for, is Ken Baldwin. And if you can't get a hold of him, let me know, and I'll be glad to help you. One of the other competitors that we run up against is Beta 88, which is based out of Germany. And they usually come in with a very, very, very low price. They do not have comparable products to our suite. They have some niche products. We run up against them usually in the audit competitive. Computer Associates has the two other mainframe security products that are competitors to RACF. That's ACF2 and Top Secret. You will run into them. They have about 22% of the ZOS market for ACF2 and Top Secret. I do not have a breakdown on how many have ACF2 and how many have Top Secret. But as you can tell just from that, our RACF base is much, much larger and also provides a very huge sell-in opportunity for you to go in and visit the RACF customers. And also, don't forget, we do have the two tools for ACF2, the audit and the alert, and the audit for Top Secret. They do have a competitive, Computer Associates, or CA is what they're known as now, does have a competitive product to the Z-Secure audit, and that's a product called CA Auditor, or formerly known as CA Examine. And we do have some very good competitive information against CA Auditor out on the TCA website. So let's go to slide number 13. And I'm going to go, this was a very good win story. And by the way, there's also out, and I think I put the link in here too, a short MP3 play of success of selling Z-Secure by Debbie Parker, who is one of our leaders in selling Z-Secure, and some of her experiences. So if I didn't put that link in there and you'd like to listen to it, let me know. But she was the one that had the state of Maryland, and they were originally an ACF2 shop, but we migrated them over to RACF, and they purchased the products of Admin, Audit, and CICS Toolkit. They did all the implementation of the products themselves. We did some webcasts for them for training, and 6 months later, they also included included the Z Secure Command Verifier, and they implemented it with no additional training. So that's an example of, one, how easy the products are to install and how easy they are to implement and how easy they are to use. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that the state of Maryland is using the Z-Secure products to their fullest capability. In fact, they probably aren't. Most people buy the products for specific purposes and then have to be encouraged to expand the use of the products out into their organization. What we found is, just like any product that they buy, to any product that a customer buys, they usually buy it for a purpose and they use it for that purpose. And we have to encourage them to expand out, train them to expand out. On slide 14, why you want to sell Z-Secure. You want to sell it to people who don't have any tools or who are using manual tools. And also, don't forget the upsell of Z-Secure, of the other Z-Secure products, into a company that may already have Z-Secure, because there are very few companies that have ever bought all seven of the products. But we do have a few. But, you know, maybe they bought Z-Secure Audit, so now you need to go in and talk to them about upselling a Command Verifier to them, or maybe Admin. And, you know, in the case of the state of Maryland, where they had the three products, then came back and said, gee, we need Command Verifier as well. So there's always upsell capability into an organization that maybe has only one or two or whatever of the Z-Secure products. Immediate savings that a customer can recognize. And then, of course, the minimum training required is easy to use. There's quick start guides. The short sales cycle is one that's important for you guys, which is about 3 to 6 months. And then don't forget the Tivoli Security Management for ZOS bundle. And then competitive pricing is also available. And don't forget to include the Z-Secure and ELA. That's probably about the easiest way to get it in. And, of course, it works. And we are one of the products within Tivoli that has very, very few PMRs for the product. So we have very few problems with it. And we do have a lot of happy customers. So here's some of the reasons why you need to go out and sell Z-Secure. The second win story was with Publix Supermarkets in Florida. And this actually was a competitive replacement because they had the Vanguard products. And so we came in and replaced them, the Vanguard products, with our Z-Secure suite. And as you can see, they bought five of the seven products that are out there. They put it in an ELA, and so now their new security officer was the one who wanted the tools. And in speaking with her not too long ago, it has really saved them a lot of time and effort, and it didn't take them very long to do the migration from the competitor product over to ours. And so they were very happy with the results that they got. On slide 16, remember those key questions that we talked about? I just wanted to bring them up again so that if you just remembered the key questions that you had to go in and talk to customers and get them interested in the product and find out what's going on in their environment, and then fitting the right Z-Secure product into what their needs are. Slide 17, we're going to talk a little bit about the pricing right now. The Z-Secure pricing is done by value units. MSUs equal value units, and that's how it's priced. Each one of the products has their own pricing. Now, the last one at the bottom, which is the Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM, is done on IFLs or engines. It is not done on MSUs. Let's go to slide 18. And slide 18 kind of gives you an idea that how the value units work and how they convert over. And when calculating the total number of value units, it's always rounded up. So you can tell that if this customer had 1,000 MSUs, then they would need 45.85 value units, or VUs is what you'll see them referenced to. But they would actually have to be licensed for 46 because we have to move up to the first rounded number. Slide 19, workload pricer. The Z-Secure products, I've got a screen here that shows you the workload pricer. In the workload pricer, the Z-Secure products are listed, as well as the manager for RACF ZVM is the one underneath the highlighted area. But all of the products are in there. And if you can tell, too, that audit, it shows the top secret and the ACF2 feature for Z-Secure audit. And then, of course, the same thing goes for alert, and it shows you the ACF2 and the RACF for alert. So that's the products within the workload pricer. Now, if you go to slide 20, look at the little drop-down window that I have over there under tools. The drop-down window says I want to do a quick pricer, or one other thing I wanted to point out is if you know the MSUs and you want to calculate the number of value units, under Workload Pricer, there's a value unit quick converter where all you have to do is convert the MSUs, put the MSU number in and hit enter, and it will come out and tell you what the value units are. It also reverses it the other way around. If you know how many value units and you want to know how many MSUs that was based on, that same little tool will be able to tell you the same thing. So I've got highlighted here the quick pricer. So let's go to slide number 21, and let's see what the quick pricer brings up. Well, I wanted to know the price of Z-Secure Admin. And I wanted, and I left this screen up here, too, so that you could see that one value unit equals $4,400 equals a license charge, and then it also tells you what the annual S&S charge is, and that's for one value unit. So let's go to slide number 22. Slide number 22 says, I wanted to know how much Z-Secure Admin costs if I had to price it out at 46 value units, or 48 value units, sorry. And then the price comes out for the license, and then the price comes out for the S&S. This, remember, this is before discount. Okay, this is like just the base price. So that gives you an idea of how you can do pricing through the workload pricer. And there's a way, too, up at the top that I didn't print out for you, but it'll print it out in a spreadsheet for you what the pricing is, and you can then also apply discounts. If you do the pricing through the workload pricer and you only know the machine number, the actual machine number, you can also go into workload pricer and put in the machine number, and it'll tell you how many MSUs that machine has. And then you can go into the quick pricer and at that point find out what the price is for whichever product that you want. Slide 23 gives you where the data sheets are, where the manuals are. We also have a red book on zSecure and auditing with zSecure. There's a CCR2 news article out there and we also have a zSecure forum. We have an internal forum, but we also have an external forum for customers. News group readers such as Thunderbird, you can go out and look at some of the IBM forums out there. Extreme Leverage, which customers, of course, can't get to, but internal people can. And some information on zSecure that's out there. Slide number 25. The ISO image for zSecure manuals, and then, of course, there's a zSecure article out there is bringing mainframe and RAC-F administration into the 21st century. There is a lot of information out there about zSecure. There's a new article from SecNews on zSecure that was done by Joe Anthony. So we're not lacking for information out there. If you're having a problem finding the information, then you need to let me know. So with that, I'm going to open it up for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the formal question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please.
Ooh, it's awfully quiet out there, guys.
Very quiet.
Yeah. No questions yet?
We're kind of shy.
Are you shy? Well, there could be the language issue, too. I do want to let you guys know that my email, I would say my door is open, but my email is always open for anybody to send a question to if you don't feel like doing it now and you want to follow it up later. Please just send me an email. It's very simple email address. It's on the very front page of the presentation. But if you don't have that, it's still easy. It's Glinda, glinda@us.ibm.com.
And we do have questions from the phone lines. Bill Pfeiffer, you may ask your question.
Hello, Glinda. This is Bill. How does zSecure relate and or integrate with Tivoli Security Operations Manager and CAM ESSO?
We integrate with the TSOM. We integrate and send information to TSOM so that they can use it for the dashboards. We can send alerts. We can send audit information, specific audit information. We do have a communication pathway between TSOM and zSecure.
Okay, thank you.
James Moreno, you may ask your question.
Hi, Glinda, it's James. Just want to make a point more than a question. One of the other biggest value points around zSecure, I didn't hear you highlight a lot, is the time to install, the time to value on this product, right? We can get this thing in and up and running in less than 2 weeks. You cite the public's reference, but again, we cannot emphasize enough how easy this is to install. And that, you know, brings value immediately or almost immediately to the customer. That really is one of the biggest selling points, I think, behind it.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I did mention that a couple of times, but it's always, always good to have it reestablished by you. Thank you so much.
Right. And if we can help in any way, there are IBM Global Services teams as well as the Tivoli Lab Services teams that can help with installs at any place on the planet.
Yeah, and our lab services offices, service packs or service, not service packs, service offerings to be able to help with the administration or actually the rollout and gives very good information to the customers on using the product. Because remember, like I said, customer buys it for specific purposes, but maybe doesn't exploit the rest of the capabilities until they get really shown what those capabilities are. Thanks a lot, Jane. Do we have any other questions?
There are no further questions at this time.
Glenda, I want to say a few things. This is Max.
Oh, thank you, Max. I was worried about you.
Yeah, no. I've been here from the beginning. It's just you know, since we opened this call to everyone around the globe, I wanted to leave this for the end. Some of you may know me. Some of you may not. I'm the sales executive for Tivoli Security in Latin America, and I had asked Glenda to help us, reinforce some of the points that around ZSecure, because we have in Latin America at least, and I know in the rest of the world, we have many, many opportunities, many customers that we still yet to reach out and show them even the value or proposition that we have with ZSecure. We have a large investment in it as well, and because the large investment is an easy sale. So it's in some cases we tend to shy away from approaching Z customers because we're not Z sellers, but the key point here is that team up with your Zseller. Get reach out to the Zseller in each country. There's a person that is knows the Z accounts, the Tivoli specialists, some of them reach out directly to the customers, and we have Glenda and a worldwide support team to help us reach whatever goals we need. So this is a pipeline deal, a building that I set out to do, because the number of customers in Latin America with RACF and or Z systems with both RACF and ACF or top secret are many, many more than we have gone forward and added pipeline to the system. So I want to thank everyone attending. I want to a special thanks to Glenda taking us through the whole process. I know some of you have heard this before, but one thing that to me was new is the pricing. How to do the pricing tool and everything like that, because we always have a lot of questions. Since we're not a Zsellers directly, we sometimes need a little help from that. And again, Glenda, thank you, and all of you for attending.
Yeah, thanks. And I'll add my thanks to everybody for attending, too. And please use my email if you have any questions about the product or anything, or if you get in a situation where a customer asks you a question and you don't know the answer, or you don't know maybe the proper answer or the value points to point out, just send me an email. Thanks again for everybody for joining. Max, thank you so much for setting this up.
Thank you.
Okay, operator.